Terrific. Do you want to hear our new set of ground rules?
Fire away.
Number one, we're on the same team. We're not in competition.
That's smart, because Sheldon won, Amy zero.
Number two, disagreements can happen politely. There's no need to call an idea stupid.
Aw, someone drew a penis in it.
Are you listening?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Number three, to avoid getting frustrated, we take built-in breaks and reward our successes with a small treat.
Oh, that sounds fun. No, we're talking about real treats, right? Not Bible verses like my mother used to give me.
Whatever you want. So, shall we get to work?
Biology and physics coming together? That's like the peanut butter cup of the mind. Oh, I know what I want my treat to be.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Look at that.
Yes, this is remarkable.
So we're agreed, it's complete garbage.
By the way, your name can go first.
I mean, I'm glad they're getting along, but it's starting to make me uncomfortable.
Well, are you worried he's like another man in her life?
A little, until I saw them in matching tops.
Nice, 174 diapers. That ought to get us to Wednesday.
Well, have you talked to them about it?
What am I supposed to say? Stop having fun without me?
This one says that every time I go out.
See, I listen to you.
Look, Raj just gets along with women.
I know, but he was my friend first. It's like she's stealing him, and they're just having the best time doing all their dumb girly stuff together.
Sure you don't fit in? You sound like a catty bitch to me.
I don't know where we went wrong.
Now, the math is so inelegant, I'm not even sure it makes sense.
Well, don't give up. Maybe we can fix it.
Can you stop breathing so loud? I can hear your nose whistling.
I can hear your face talking, so we're even.
All right, either blow your nose or teach it to play Camptown Races.
Fine, fine. You want me to blow my nose? Here, I'll blow it. Better?
No, I can still hear it. Oh, wait, that's me. Never mind, it's fine.
You're exhausting. I knew working together was a bad idea.
Hold on. I see what's wrong here. We did the propagation only to the occipital lobe, not to the prefrontal cortex.
That would mean that this delay parameter should be increased 250 milliseconds. Oh,
that is much better. Boy, if good ideas came out of your brain the way mucus comes out of your nose, we'd be in good shape.
No. Take a sip, swirl it around your mouth, and try to notice the flavors, the tannins, the textures. Well?
I probably should have spit out my gum first.
Yeah. You know, the last couple of weeks have been pretty rough, but staying here with you guys has really helped take my mind off of it.
Well, we've loved having you around. Right, sweetie? Leonard?
When did he leave?
Yeah, that's rude.
You know, it's nice to spend time with people who don't talk about work like it's some kind of soap opera.
Jennifer's still trying to sleep her way to the top?
Yeah.
should be happy someone wants to do the stuff with Penny. You don't want to.
Yeah, I wish I had that with Howard.
What? What do I make you do?
Let's see, the magic store, the Doctor Who convention, the National Belt Buckle Collectors meet and greet.
It said right there on the invitation, buckle up for fun. It's not my fault you didn't listen.
I'm sure I'm overreacting.
You're entitled to feel how you feel. If you don't like it, you should just talk to her.
I don't want to sound like a jealous baby.
Then maybe you shouldn't talk to her.
No, I had a feeling you were using the wrong computational model, but I didn't say anything because you're so sensitive.
Just because I am easily bothered by light, heat, sound, smell, and the way birds look at me does not mean I'm sensitive.
Hey, I wonder what kind of success we'd have if we defined measurement as the first moment that an action potential is seen by the visual cortex.
That is a daring and insightful solution.
We're finally making progress. I wish we could do it without fighting.
What if the fighting is the reason we're making progress?
I suppose it's conceivable that the hormones associated with our fight or flight response could be sharpening our cognitive processes.
Well, if that's the case, then your grandparents mumble and have bad posture.
How dare you speak that way about my Grammy? Hey, wait a second, wait. Delta T could equal alpha sub zero.
Seems we have a choice to make. Abandon all ground rules.